Horror Stories Podcast. Hello, everybody. Lawrence Simon here of Houston, Texas, not Balticon. Didn't go this year. I don't think I've ever gone to an actual podcasting convention. I don't. Ow! At least at the podcasting convention. If someone's going to bite you, it's not going to be a cat. Hello, buddy. You are such a good boy. Yes, you are. Barfing all over the place. Yeah. He's a good boy. Anyway, this is the 100 Word Stories podcast at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. Normally, you're going to hear one of my stories on this feed, but it's Sunday and time for the weekly challenge. That's where I post the topic, and then you send in a story based on that topic. I gather them up all up in this here editing a program, ramble a bit in between, and post the resulting catastrophe for your enjoyment and pleasure. This is weekly challenge number 214, and the topic is rebirth. The music in the background you're hearing is something I grabbed from somewhere. It's like open source or something, but normally you're going to hear something by Guy David at GuyDavid.com. Good music for podcast backgrounds. He's going to have another one this week, I think, so. Stay tuned for that. We've got a fun batch of stories this week on the topic of rebirth, so let's go ahead and hear them in the order that I received them. First up is our friend Steven the Nuclear Man. He had a victory last week as well, so congratulations, Steven. You're just on a roll again, and here we go with your story.
The water closes over my head. As always, it is shockingly cold, flooding through the thin white robes. The minister, or is he a preacher? Pastor, almost lets go. It's symbolism, I think. Or maybe his hands are cold. I am at the bottom of the pool. Please, I think. Please stay down this time. His hands pull me up and I breach the water. The congregation claps to clear the water from my eyes. Didn't take Padre, I say, and snap his neck. As I slaughter the sheep, his flock, I wonder if I should try Buddhism next.
Thank you, Stephen, and remember, oh, wait, I forgot. Oh, well. Next up is Zach Man. Let's see what Zach Man has for us this week.
Life feels so new to me now. I am just like I was at 20, only not thinking with my hydraulic compass that got me into so much trouble. No longer sick. I bet I can run a mile in under 12 minutes. I have all my memories, or at least as well as I remembered before. Now waiting for the judge to tell us if it is legal for old me to kill himself, or does he have to wait on the terminal cancer. I did not think things would be easy after transferring my mind into my clone.
Thank you, Zach Man, and hopefully your clone will remember to send in a story next week. It's just, you know, we need all the stories we can get here. Not that it's a need, it's more of a want. I mean, it would be like, you know, oh, there are sponsors who are sponsoring stories and need advertising messages and all that, but I don't do that. I'm not like, you know, the... You know, have you checked out Drabblecast? They have this sort of sponsorship from this Happy Birthday Robot game. It's actually kind of fun. You should try it out. Happy Birthday Robot! You should get it. So that way, you know, when you buy one of those, One goes to a school so that kids can write stories about robots that eat fingers. And we can have a new twisted generation and guarantee weird people for the future. Next up is Guy David. As I told you, he does the music usually at the beginning when I remember that template, the end of the podcast, some of the stories in here, including his own. Let's hear what he's got for us this week.
As the city has fallen, so it was rebuilt. The war was a bloody one, and there was no winner. What remained of the two armies became one. They all worked together, choosing the island and building up power around it. The island ascended above the ocean, and the greatest, biggest city was built above it, complete with motion generators, a protective dome, and weather controllers. That was how two proud nations ceased to be, and a whole new nation was born, vowing never to repeat the mistakes of the past. A generation changed later, they forgot their vows.
Remember, folks, if you develop flying islands together, you need to live in them together. Just saying. Thank you, Guy David. And remember, GuyDavid.com. There are all sorts of links in the show notes to people's places. I don't want to plug one person's stuff over the other and that kind of thing. You can click. You can go to the site. You can check it out. You can check out all the sites of people who didn't write this week, too, in the sidebar. Or even people who don't even care that this podcast exists, like the ones I write for at 100wordstories.com or Drabblecast. Dribblecast. That's another one. If you're sick of having your stuff posted here and only listened to by a few hundred people, you can get listened to millions of people at Dribblecast. You try that, if you're into that sort of thing, I suppose. Oh, next up is Jeffrey Haidt. Speaking of flying islands, last week's topic was to kind of help plug him and Norval Joe. You know. Anyway, here's Jeff Haidt with his story.
General, we need to talk about this process. It's not going as smoothly as you've been told. The lights hurt his eyes, and they buzzed, making his head hurt. Who was this little man that was pestering him? He still felt weak. Did the process fail? General, can you hear me? He nodded. We don't have much time, General. We need to... The little man uttered a choked cry. He marveled at the thing around the little man's neck. It used to be his hand before the process. Weakness and frailty had been replaced by raw power. He was reborn.
Yes, it's true. Jeffrey Haidt has been reborn as a midget. Thank you, Jeffrey Haidt, or, as I will call you, Mini Jeff. Next up is, of course, Freebird. Freebird? What's this Freebird thing? Oh, it's TJ Amon. Oh, hey, TJ. I just put in the wrong name in there. Oh, man. You know, if you're going to be reborn, I think the best place to be reborn is North Dakota. Don't you agree, Nerdo? Yes, you does. You are such a good boy. You're going to start biting me again because you are such a jerk. Yep, there he goes. Ouch.
Hi, I'm TJ. I am from North Dakota, welcoming Terrence from Canada, Northern Lad to represent. I also wanted to congratulate Lawrence on the 5th anniversary milestone. Milestone! Thank you for the years of creativity, and keep up the good work. And with that, I'll give my entry for the 214 Weekly Challenge Rebirth. I've titled Freebird. Leonard Skinner 2.0 concert was an experience, to say the least. auto-tuned covers of Southern rock classics and synth electronica from guys in what could best be described as flannel hazmat suits, who were fiddling with knobs and wires as much as playing instruments. Who came to see these shows? Teens swathed in black who could only guess how irritating the original band and its fans would find them, waving cell phones to Robot Van Zant, singing Gimme Three Steps. But what shoved the whole concert from ironical to meta was the kid in the front row hollering, Rebirth! 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 Featured songs by The Orb and Thrill Machine, available on iTunes. Enjoy!
Always with the Freebird. Thank you, TJ, and thank you for that lovely congratulations there for surviving 5 years. 5 years. The real anniversary is tomorrow. Although these stories were written a little before when I started recording them, it all started long ago at 100 words or less in Essman, and it just... I started recording them in audio format and posting. I was like, no one's going to listen to this crap. And people listened to this crap. It scared me. A lot. But I didn't really put much into promoting or marketing it, and I just wanted to enjoy writing it. Every now and then I'd jokingly join a network and would be like, whatever. It's like, hey, can you put my promos on your stuff? And I'd be like, the show's only like a minute and a half long. What am I going to do? So the weekly challenge became... the promos, where you just, you know, shamelessly whore your own stuff in there. Boom, there you go, all done. It just, it all works out. And the weekly challenges started because the Les Nessman folks started getting unreliable and hinky with the posting of their topics, and it'd be like, okay, others want to write? Fine, let's do it. Now there's, like, places like Drabblecast and Flying Island Press and all sorts of other places. There's so many. So many to choose from. Snark Tank Radio. Oh, yeah, I could post there, but, you know, they use Google Wave. Aww. Everybody's got to use their own platform. Google Wave and this IM thing and Google Docs. And then we're going to collaborate using note cards in Second Life, and we're going to collaborate using World of Warcraft, and we're going to... God. Everybody has to have a different way of doing it. Like me. And speaking of doing it a different way... Here's Talents. Uh-oh. He's going to get mad. Oh, wait. Canadians never get mad. Oh, good. Here's Terrence from the Never Was podcast.
I cannot take it anymore. How could the podcaster continue on with story after agonizing story for 5 years? It is a drastic move, but the only one I have left. The only hope is that in the next life he will be done. The blood drips down my arms and the world goes black. I open my eyes and feel a large hand rubbing my back. I feel warm and happy, wrapped in my fur. I purr as the man lifts me up into his lap. I look up in horror as the music starts.
Thank you, Terrence. And I want to read something that he sent here. Okay, congrats on the 5 years. And he actually suggested a topic of five. I usually don't reveal what topics people suggest, but he suggested a topic of 5 years. But hopefully my lawyer will get me off in three. Hello, buddy. He's just sitting here cleaning himself. I'm petting him. He's looking at me like, why are you disturbing my cleaning? You don't want me to be soft and covered with cat spit? Yeah, 14 years, buddy. You got a few more years to go, all right? Don't you be going nowhere. All right. Let's see. You could also say this podcast has been, three cats in longevity. Although, really didn't have anything to do with they're continuing. Justin is next, and he's got himself a story. Jay, Space Turtle? Space Turtle? Let's hear it.
Meow. Space Turtle! Justin Lomaster here with my 100-word story for the topic Rebirth. The alien ship arrived. Wow. The alien ship arrived, overriding every communication signal Earth had. Despite having cosmic technology, they only managed an audio transmission. It came out as a host of clicks, hums, buzzes, and groaning. In exactly 2 days, 19 hours, and 16 minutes, and 37 seconds later, the ship roasted Arizona with an energy blast. 17 minutes later, linguists translated the message to find out they wanted 93 tons of Famous Amos cookies, or they'd destroy Kentucky. After the attack, a transition was made that 43 hours later was translated as, oops, wrong state. Phoenix, however, quickly rose from the ashes to rebuild.
I guess that would be more like raising Arizona with a Z. Well, a Z in raising, not never mind. Thank you, Justin. The alien ship arrived. Sneeze! yes. All right, next one is going to be from Norval Joe. Let's see, and let's just... I know, I shouldn't be correcting spelling, but here we go. Bum, 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 and there. All right, that way you all know. In case you go to the show notes for the text of the stories. Did I mention that ever before? The text of the stories are in the show notes, so you can read along while you're driving, skydiving, or sitting there in the electric chair waiting for them to run a few million volts through you. No, I may have overlooked that. But here's Norval Joe and his story.
Hello, this is Philip Norval Joe Carroll, and this is my entry for the weekly challenge number 214 with a prompt of rebirth. Before I get into my story, I'd like to thank Lawrence for the 5 years of tireless effort that he's put into writing 100-word stories. It's phenomenal. I don't know of anyone that's gone 5 years every day providing a podcast. Of course, I'm pretty new to this. This is my 85th consecutive story, and I really do want to thank Lawrence for providing this forum, because it's gotten me interested in writing, and I've expanded out a little bit beyond 100 words, and I've had a really satisfying experience in writing. So I hope you'll keep it up, Lawrence, for another 5 years, and I can keep it up for another 85 episodes. Well, here's my story. Billions of years ago, it was a fast-burning ball of hydrogen and helium. A billion years later, it was a supernova that scattered bits of itself across the galaxy. He was joined by his brother and sister stars, all born at the same time in the star-forming regions of the early universe. All lived short, explosive lives and mixed their shattered elements with his. Gravity and the conservation of angular motion worked together to take the swirling expanse of gas and dust and condense it into a new star and a single gas giant.
Planet Z.
I couldn't help saying conservation of angular motion. I love that expression. I don't know what it means, but they always talk about it in astronomy. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
You know, they're just not making more angular momentum these days. You can't buy it in the stores. You have to conserve it. You have to recycle it. You have to keep it going. Otherwise, we're going to run out. And it's going to be so much worse than a leak in the Gulf of oil spilling and killing sea life and making a gloopy mess and ruining the beaches. Because as we all know, we go to Louisiana for the beaches. How is it that Florida can have all these awesome beaches and yet... in Louisiana, it's a bunch of swamps. And then you got some beaches there in Mississippi, and you got Destin there in Florida looking beautiful. But Louisiana, it's a bunch of swamps. Geography can be so weird, you know? Thank you, Norval Joe, and thank you. That's why I do this, because I know that folks, they get their start here, they play around, they tinky-tinky-tink, and then they move on to other sites, and they get longer stories together, and I'm still waiting for somebody else to get up there on the Drabblecast. even if it's just a 100-word story, if they expand out, or they try something at Merciless Storytellers, even though we're a bunch of jerks there on the judge panel, if you can shut us up, if you can get a right haymaker, you've done it, and you're ready. I mean, you know, it's not like any of us have succeeded. I mean, look at Christiana. She's the big fish. She's over there in Balticon, manning a booth. You know, it's not like, you know, somebody is actually bringing her water or snack cakes. I mean, she's a good writer, and she's a great reader, but she just hasn't done it yet. Phil Rossi, even with all of his limousines, he's going to wind up like Dennis Hopper. He's going to wind up like Gary Coleman. He's going to be a crazy photographing small black kid. I mean, you got to love the writing. Love. Love, I tell you. That's what matters. Oh, we sold more stories. Okay, hold on. Look down the list here. Let's see. We've done Steven, Zach Mann, Guy David, Jeffrey Height, TJ, Terrence, Justin, Norval Joe. It's time for Anima. Anima. Actually, she didn't record, so the midget gets to do another one.
The chemicals filter in, and I ever so slowly become aware. Who shall I be when I get to Alpha Centauri? None will know me there. No one knows the failure I was. No one knows all the horrible things I did. All of that is light years behind me now. I get a chance to start over. Even if it is as a star pioneer, I am better than my past. With all the neurological retraining I received in transit, I will be able to ignore the evil voices in my head. Mr. Getz, rebirth to Gamma, 87.
Thank you, Anima. And, yeah, I know the midget could have stuck in a few things in there to, you know, make the podcast have sounds, but okay, what is this? Invitation to submit your work screened at the Cannes Advertising Festival. Oh, fuck Saatchi and Saatchi. Oh, God. All right. One more. One more story, and you know who it's going to be. He had a bit of a throat issue last week, so I had to record for him, but this week he's back. Apparently the result of a reborn gas giant, and believe me, if there's gas, there's Planet Z. All right, today we launch a new theater venue, the South Bank Theater on London School of Journalism Island. You know, every time I see a venue opening, I think, when's it going to close? It really. I become that pessimistic. Maybe that's why I won't go to SLCC, because I'm so pessimistic, I'm so much of a Debbie Downer. Well, tomorrow at West of Ireland, I'm going to be doing the fifth anniversary thing, you know, the live reading. I know it's Memorial Day, I know you're out cooking and ignoring the troops that fell to protect your freedoms. I know, everybody does that. I'm going to go out walking. I mean, it just... Oh, Plurk is taking too long to respond. Oh, well, there goes my posting up my confession of blowing off my walk today. I'm going to go walking. I've got all the clothes set up over there. So I'm going to do it, all right? I'm going to go do it. I'm going to let Planet Z read his story here while I get dressed and ready to do my daily walk, all right? And by the way, 229 pounds, in case you're curious.
The pregnancy simulator was caught in a loop. No matter what the technician tried, the patient in the holosuite popped out baby after baby. Even though they were just force fields in projected light, the screaming babies touched a nerve in the instructors and students, not to mention the patient, enduring 2 hours of absolute torture. Or so it seemed. They're not real, said the technician, pulling the plug. The screaming and crying from the holosuite ended abruptly. See? One student shouted, "You killed them all!" and tried to attack the technician. He was sent to the psychiatric simulator for treatment.
And there you have it. A bunch of stories about rebirth. Now, if you had a hard time understanding all of that, the text for each story is available in the show notes at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. There's also a poll on the site where you can choose your favorites that will determine who picks the topic for next week. Usually it's Stephen the Nuclear Man, but there's always hope. Oh, and there's links to people's sites so you can learn more about them, maybe send them a 50th year anniversary card or take one away from them, put it on your shelf, let it gather dust. Take it down when you're old and gray and think, what the hell was this? Oh. Music in the background was provided by Guy David at GuyDavid.com. The next topic is going to be The Message. And speaking of messages, I'm going to have a message for folks tomorrow. Maybe a little change is coming. Maybe not. We'll see. Anyway. Other sites can go out there to humiliate yourselves. There's Merciless Storytellers, Flying Island Press, World Builders Unlimited, Dribblecast, and they're still doing that contest for Flash Fiction for Escape Pod, now that that's being run by Mighty Murr. You know, Steve Ely went 5 years, but he took time off to go crazy and lose his job and get another job. I've had the same miserable job for 5 years. You don't see me whining about it. Anyway, that's it for me. And, Mr. Nardo, you want to say something?
Meow.
Come on. Want to say something? I just want to look around stupidly. Yeah. He's a good boy. Oh, well. Yeah, Pipey was so much more talkative when I talked to her. So was Edlo. Bet she wasn't around for long for these. Yeah. All right, well, oh yeah, forget about Frisky. Yeah, that's typical. I was looking through old photos the other day, and I had a hard drive crash 4 years ago and lost nearly every photo of Edlo and lost a bunch of the others and all the movies of Edlo. The only ones that are out there now are up on YouTube, which is, oddly enough, 5 years old. So, oh well. I'll see some of y'all at West of Ireland tomorrow, okay? I'll have more to say then. Till then, thank you for listening. Thank you for sending in your stories. Thank you for sometimes, rarely, putting comments on the daily sites. But I know you listen. Just don't say anything. It's okay. The life of an online author, huh? I'm going to stop whining and get ready for going for my walk. Until then, well, you know the phrase. Closing.